Stringer and the Hangman's Rodeo by Luke Cameron. Narrated by Peter Burkrot. Chapter 1. Stringer was finding it hard to decide what a gent should wear to dinner in Cheyenne these days, since these days included the new Cheyenne Frontier Days and rodeo he'd been sent to cover by the San Francisco Sun. As he stared down from the window of his hired room on the top floor of the Drover's Palace, the tall, sandy-haired newspaper man and erstwhile cowhand decided it made the most sense and the most comfort to go along with the majority. For out front, even though the downtown street was paved and at least half a dozen horseless carriages were parked along the cement curbing, he could see a canvas-covered prairie schooner racing a Red River cart down the center of the street. Most of the old boys shouting encouragement from either walk were dressed more wild and woolly than they might have been back when William F. Cody was shooting buffalo more regular on the rolling prairie just outside of town. As he hauled on the faded denim outfit that still worked best for him in cattle country, Stringer reflected on the fact that he and Cheyenne were about the same age. The Union Pacific had laid out the Wyoming township about the time Stringer was born on a hard scrabble spread in the motherlode country, a mite further west. Since then, they'd both watched 30-odd years of history go by. And while some of it had been almost as wild as old Ned Buntline liked to tell it in his Wild West magazines, Stringer was more inclined to look forward into the dawning 20th century than he was to dwell on the past. Had it been up to him, he'd be further east right now, covering features like the new movie.